sir, and what is your name, sir?
Salvatore Joyce.
Okay, that's me.
That's you. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Honorable Miss Gail Windhouse will conduct your hearing, so just hold on, sir. She'll be right with you.
Good morning. Mr. Joyce?
Yes.
Could you please just restate your full name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Salvatore Vincent Joyce. My ADC number is 249361.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on February 20th when you signed a form that day. You remember signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Would you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I have the money for an attorney.
Well, sir, most people represent themselves, so it doesn't put you at a disadvantage in any way. But it is your right to have one if you wanted one.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll represent yourself then?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, the gentleman on the end sitting all by himself is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. Also with us in the room, and you'll see him in a moment, is the Honorable Mr. Grady. There he is now, from the Department of Corrections. He is a parole officer, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in this hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Joyce and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Joyce?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Joyce, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false. Okay, sir?
Okay.
So we'll start phase one, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete substance abuse counseling on January 15th of 2019, as directed on December 26th, 2018. Mr. Joyce, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. And the other allegation is that you are in violation of condition 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to report within one working business day upon your discharge from the VVAE program on January 15th, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Joyce, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Joyce's admission that I moved to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. White and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Joyce, then move on to phase two of your hearing, which is probably a more interesting one to you, which is whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But, sir, before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to fill us in with some background information. So just hold the line. We'll be right back and talk with you and ask you some questions in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Joyce was released from DOC on December 26th of 2018. He was arrested on February 6th of 2019 by Mesa PD. He has no new charges. He returned back to DOC on February 6th of 2019. He has a CCD of November 16th of 2019 that reflects 22 of his counted days. Current convictions, 2016, trafficking in stolen property, 3 years. 2016, forgery, 1 year. 2016, threat, intimidate, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2009, burglary, 3rd degree, 1 year, 6 months. He has 2 terms with DOC. His CUIO scores are 3.3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 1. Gang information, back in 2009, he submitted to be a member of the Juggalos. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 5 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2005, shoplifting, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2006, disorderly conduct, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. His community risk score of a G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, back to you, Mr. Joyce. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. It looks like you were released to Vivre on Elm Street, but then that same day you were approved at the RCBM program. And January 15th, you wound up getting discharged. What happened, sir, to make you get discharged?
My friend of mine was in my room, and he had drugs on.
Okay, but you were not using, or you were?
No, I wasn't using.
Okay. All right. And were you working, sir?
No.
No. Were you looking, or?
Yeah, I was looking.
What kind of work do you do?
Landscaping.
Okay. All right. And it looks like you were responsible for one urine sample, and that was negative on January 2nd. Had you had a drug problem in the past, sir?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what drug in particular?
Methamphetamine.
Okay, with meth in the past. When's the last time you used meth, sir?
About 6 months.
Okay, about 6 months ago, so you've been clean for the last 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was just reading this friend in your room. It says there was lots of smoke in the room. And
cigarettes.
Oh, you were smoking cigarettes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but the staff member observed you handing the pipe back to your friend.
No, he had it in his hand the whole time.
Your friend did?
No, I had a cigarette in my hand.
Okay. All right, so. Where did you go when you got discharged from the program?
I was on the street.
So you're homeless then?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you doing the day that the Phoenix PD, or Mesa PD, I'm sorry, arrested you? What were you doing that day?
I was at the spot where I was staying at.
Where you were living for that period?
Yeah.
And what caused you to come to their attention? Why did they key in on you?
No, they just pulled up. That was it.
Oh, okay. And they saw you there.
They asked for my ID. I gave them my ID, and that was it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. No questions? Mr. Joyce, you were missing from supervision for 22 days. Did you try to get a hold of your parole officer?
I was trying to get hold of her, but I couldn't get hold of her.
And why couldn't you?
I lost her business card, is what it was.
Okay. So you...
It wasn't my intention to purposely do that, though.
Okay, understood. All right. I'm going to ask Mr. Grady, is there any indication of calls or attempts to contact?
Later.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, Mr. Joyce, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, if there's anything else you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider. Now's your chance. Is there anything else that you haven't told us?
No, I'd like to get reinstated because I think I can do better than stay off the drugs and do right and stay focused and
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So I just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Joyce was out looking for work, but not working at this point, and did not get in touch with his pro officer because he lost the contact information on the business card. Was homeless because he had been discharged from Vivre. I'm just not seeing him at this point as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to input of fellow board members. Any thoughts? Thank you. I'm going to make a motion then based on information of 2019W0342, a conversation with Mr. Joyce, information from Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Joyce was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 22 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activity.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. White, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Joyce, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of November 16th of 2019. I see you made a kind of a scowl, so if you have a different date, if you think there's a different date, just talk to your CO3 and then get with time comp. We don't get involved in time comp. But your CO3 can get you a good date if you think that one's not accurate. We urge you to take advantage of what programming you can access there, maybe some AA or NA, which people find helpful, and have a good solid plan put together so that when you're released, you've got a place to live, you've got some job prospects lined up, and your CO3 should be able to help you with that, sir. So we wish you the best. Hope we never see you back here in Orange again.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And your hearing's over. If you just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that we're ready for the next one.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.